Wat? Staat in Maas. Zeg maar, Frekes, moet je maar naar hier? Zo iets anders heb je als gezinnes. Wie haalt er aan? Michel Rai. Kim Michel Imozo. Taal is. Elle moet je maar Frekes. De looi is taal is hier, is schiet. Avoe looi is hier, maar Frekes. Elle, avoe het. Elle wat hij. Zie je zijn gezastaal, mooi je. Mooi, Michel. Rai, nou. Geschaf. De hoesje is ik aan het werk. Die taas maar niet meer zo'n haast van halen dan Mario. De geen was een Mario. De geen op haar koe is Mario. De geen was een boogje. Je bent als een nazi, je geen woord met een leren jongen is dat. De geen was een marschaal. De geen is een beschikket. Je geen een leren haast van vrouw. Met mij om te passen aan deel. Maar was zes te kort. De geen om je zo'n zaken. Die af van pie. Je bent wacht aan me. Al nu voer op de kamer is doen. Because. Because. De geen is tijd die ons om te doen. So in other words, because in other words, that we pass for a chanukah tigles. If he is daiti, the Oslo became Udun Mufemes. Very against the Mashmasho. The man Boretz is Lachne. Shalom Lachach Shalom Malum Tapos. Who could listen to this? Me you possibly bar, the man who helps it, the Luga Hagamne, the Yish Lifzik, the Mosh Oslo Mach. So when it says, Mokim Hefzeg Meruve, it means the Eved Mokim Hefzeg Meruve. But Lechatchil and not. Knaf Rune, she is Sat Smoy. Shabbe Boreo Yetze says in Aguf, Mishim Sabimim. She is up. We wish to tell the Sat Smoy, Shashchit El Mishim Sabo Beise. Uvei, Lemato. Bikone, Kmoy Bevesh. So Vei is the same Shir. In the Kone and the Vesh. Zerui Shir Zakimish. ובאחרם פרקו את ריפס, כוסם, ויורו כיבו מיוחי וצרב את פינקוס, ואישי עובי שתהי וכנגד מקום. עד כאן לשם. אבל כל כך משום כאן, לא לוחה, בשם הרב. ותועס, דורכי כל מרחה. שי עובי שתהי למיילו כנגד מקונה משיבוקים. ולמק. So, שי עובי שתהי למיילו כנגד מקונה משיבוקים ולמק. But it doesn't mean that both shiur and alimat. But what the Ram means is that the shiur of the Veshem in the Eif Limailo corresponds with the shiur of Mikim Shrite of the Kone Limat. The Hoche is Vidvor of Lehe, Umivibes Yosef, Vichenu Behor. אם כי צורכים נעים להרע, זה למטו בקונה כמו נבשת. זה the same size. הביר לי שיהיו צורים כאילו מה שקוס בסיוסף. ובאיף למטו בבשת, עד גגי של זפת. ובקונה עד כנגד גגי של זפת. ולכמון נספויר נשאיר בבשת למטו עד הזקר, עד הזפת. וכוס בעתו מחבר עד גגי של זפת. So we see that it's at the same size. In the So he says, if he started to shecht after the woman, so that's already nothing became shechite. So shechitos yipsulo. Called ze ulishin arama. Because of like it's mishne, vizel mishene, mashma, dimvelaha. Shachikos of vregimu kol shomar, kol moke shomar, vishchite psulo, hari ze nevela. Vimeichu nekazai yisleike, vishmeichu nevela. Vikoshi, vitubet zareishet. We caress, we have the tribe, we will be able. That's the case of Mishnah's Kash. So why the Rambam say that it's the veil, but since it's not Mekim HaShchite, why isn't it Mekim HaShchite? Why isn't it Mekim HaShchite? It's not Mekim HaShchite because it's already the beginning of the woman. So the veil, so it's like Nika, HaKeres, so it should be trained for, not the veil. יש לימא, אם שמוכר לא אומר, הרי זה נבי לו, ומתאם עם מסו, אלוהים אוכל ממנו כזייס, ליקי, אבל היא עם תומה, לא עם נוחס. ומשום די בנזכור עם בילו פה, כמעט נבי לו, לא כתור לא שנבי לו, עד כאן לשני. עד כאן לשני. So I do it, because if Mishnah says, that in the Chanam, that if he cuts, from the point where it's it begins to be villous, to have hair-like substance. So then, it's not the veil, it's only trade. It's only trade. Now, and what the Kesef Mishneh says, the Kesef Mishneh says is very mistab. It's very mistab because true. Now let's see what the Pshach says. The Pshach is chilek of the Lidati my oil. Shari kosa behedya veleikim shemichu nevede. El vaday, afo gabu, kibas haturbets, vikeres lehavu retreife, mikol moki, kibu shenizkalke, vinikar bishchite, havu nishchite, gerim lo, havu nishchite, gerim lo psul, vihavu nevele, muot, kiritam behedya, pirik ha-shechi, kol shishchite, gerim lo, nipsul, nevele, to vaday, kol treife, imo nishchaka, umeisakach, nevele, vihilkach, kiven, ששוחד, ביטור בצו אישית, וכרס ניטריפו, ואין השחיתוסו, מטרוסו, וזה עולה בכם שחיתה, ואין נכון, ואין לו, ואין לו מזו, וזה פשוט. Now, so even though the Shach is really come the Kesef Mishneh, but what the Kesef Mishneh says is very lomdesnik, and it's very mistaken. Because, you see, when do we say that if something occurs in the course of the Shechite, so then it's Nevele, not Reve. If it's a psul of Shechit, for example, Agrom. So in other words, what is Agrom in the Kone? What is Agrom in the Kone? Let's say according to Rav Yisim Rav Yudi. So the Milo Mitavaz Deo. So it's Agrom. But even the Milo Mitavaz Deo, it still is the windpipe. It still is the windpipe. It's one organ, I mean. Lemato mitabas deo and lemailo mitabas deo. It's one organ. It's still a windpipe. It's still the kone. But there is a aloche that the kone has to be nishrat in a certain place. There is a certain area. That's the psul of agrome. But so agrome does not mean that it's not a kone. It's not a different organ. It's the same organ. But the aloche declares what area of the kone is always shchita. So mimele we say that is shchitos nevele. Masheitkin here, when we say that tubet aveshi is not became shchita, so it's not, that's the pshat nekesef mishneh. It's not on the basis of the psul of agrome. When Rabbi Yisi Bar Rabbi Yehuda says, that it is kosher, only up to tabas and yino, and above the tabas and yino. So it's possible. So it's on the basis of the psul of agrome. So maybe it's nevele. And even according to Rav Chanina ben Antignes, who says that it's kosher up to the shibukim, up to the shibukim. But even above the shibukim, it's still a kone. V'horaye, there is one mandoma who said that it's kosher even above the shibukim. In the whole fiery plant there. So it's kosher. So Reb Shimon ben Lakish achsher b'chude dikuv. So even the thyroid gland, it's kosher. Kol Rabbi Yochanan gisikis too much. Make. So in other words, so why? Because it's the psul of agrome. But since Reb Shimon ben Lakish held that even the Milo Mishim came, it's kosher. So that means it's still the kone. So we don't pass the Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Gisikisik. Why? Because it involves the psul of agrome. So there it's the veil where it involves the psul of agrome. In tubet aveishet, since it's not aveishet, so it's a different organ. So the veil when he cut, so it's like a nekev in the tubet aveishet. Nekev, suppose the behemah has a nekev in the fabrics. So then it's treife, it's not the veil. And let's say if he cuts it beneath the point where it has villi already, where it has hair-like substance. So then it's considered like the beginning of the rumen of the vein. So mimele, it's not a psul of agrome. So it's nikar if he cuts it there. So it should be treife. So it's very mistaken. What the Kesef Mishneh says. Now, then he says, "Ulidaiti my holy, shall you care so the head ye? You like to show the veil. Elevada, I have got to keep us out. Have two beds we care as the Havel at Reve. We call okay. Keep you in this culture. We need to be shrite. Havel a shrite gay ring more. ליבצו, ויהבן הבאי לגמורו, כניתנה להגיע, בפרק השני, כל ששחיתו, גילם לא ליבצו, זו נבאי לו, דעובד היי כל טריפים הוא נשחתו, ומי זו כך, נבאי לו אין, of course, they are, everybody will agree, that it's mission also agree, that, that if, let's say, a trife was not nishchato, was not nishchato, and it, it died that way, as a trife without shchite, so then of course it's nevele. I mean, it's like, it shouldn't be better than the behavior shleim who dies. So naturally, but here we are dealing with a case, where there was a chticha of the simoni, but he also went down beneath the mokim hashchite. So mele in such a case, so there was a shchite, but there was also, he was also chitich beneath. So mele, the shchite is mitaya b'nitu masnevele. V'ilkach kibish eshochav b'nitu mitzaveishi. וקרס נטריפו ואין השחיתו מהתירוסו וזהו לאו מכם שחיתה ואין לכו נביא לו כדי לו מזו וזה פושט ודווקא מינו לידון במאי להם הנביא ובהימו בחיו גם זהו לא של הרמה ומשמע דסביר עליה נכו בהימס וחי ישוי ושיבו זה רק בהיב שיש במין הקטן ובפקוד להם לא חיתם בסוס ועטור, שכוס הפחה, שיעור של הרמב״ם דו בשיר הגודל, הוא שור בימו וחיימי, לפי גודל וקודל, תגבור ומחבר, בקוד ותור עושה איז. So bahak pirish ki dish yechis bishli etz beiso v'hain erichat etzba v'shiru ze b'shir agodru u'shor behimo b'shir agodru u'shor behimo chayo behiv kifigedli v'mida ze ashim so he says so the shiru so he says that the shiru of the bahak ki dish yechis bishli etz beiso so that's only b'shir agodru ובשור בהימו, חיו בהיב, איסקיפיגי. So, גם זהו לא ש... But here the Ram, the Mechava says, ושי אותו בצווי שת, שנראו לשחית על מיילו, ובהימו וחיו, כדי שיחיז בשתי אצבעי זו. So that words, not just שיר הגודל, but any בהימו וחיו. You have Shira Godel and you have a Behemoth Chayot that is not Shira Godel. So Mechava says that the Shira of Shteyetz Beisof applies to any Behemoth Chayot, but only in connection with all it's Lifikotle. But any Behemoth Chayot, we have this Shira, this fixed Shira of Shteyetz Beisof. Now, from the two, it's Mashma that the Shira, that it's the Ubahak Pira Shteyach Shteyetz Beisof, Vahayn Reichav Etzba, only so we have the shteyetz beisof, so that's only b'shir agodl. But any other behemo chayo behiv, so does not have that shiur. That's lifi gofen. So in other words, what the Mechava says here is not in line with what the Torah says according to Bahar. So v'lochein gam zeu lo shen haRambam u'mashma disvirlei dichol behemis v'chayis. Shoyis b'shiyoze. Chag ve'iv sheyish lo nimei. So what the Mechava says here, there's a Roshna Rambam. So from the Rambam it appears that the shiur of Shteyetz Boyes applies not only to the Shira Godel, but to every behemo v'chayo. But it doesn't apply to Eiv. Mashiach came from the Torah, it's mashma. That the shiur of Shteyetz Boyes applies only to Shira Godel, not to every behemoth chayo. So So the Bes Yosef makes the comment on the two. Vilochin tamo Bes Yosef atu shekotzav hachashiru shel Rambam duu b'shir agodol usho behimo bechayu beif difikodu yukapnei. Teivorim mechvonim shatei tzves v'rosh. Now who says that only shir agodol? You see, from the Rambam it appears that the shiur of shtei of kiditvise applies not only to Shira Godlo, but it applies to every Beim Lechai. Tesis, Daf Mendalet, Tesis, Daf Mendalet, Daf Mendalet says, Upir Sham Yitzo Beremeya, Arba Etzboiz, Birom Im Deli. It's like Shira Godlo. We can't really call Chad Mechad Lefi Mashubot. So Tesis says that the Shio of Kenitvise, the Gemara mentions, which according to Teisves is Dalet's boys, so that is limited only to Shiragot, but it doesn't apply to every Behemot Chayim. Now, the Rambam says that it applies to every Behemot Chayim. It doesn't apply to enough. So there is a stire, that means there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Teisves, according to the Rambam. So the Shio of Kenitvise is so, it applies to every behemoth chayim, not after Shira Godel. According to Teisves, it applies after the Shira Godel, but not to every behemoth chayim. So the Bes Yosef says that is Lishita Sayyid. Teisves accepts the shite of Rashi that Kedivisa Siyad means Arba Etzboiz. So Memele, since it's a shir, a relatively big shir, Arba Etzboiz, is much more than two etzboids. So since it's relatively big shiur, so Teisve says that is only limited to Shira Godel, not to every small behemoth chayim. Masha'in kein the Ramba, his shita is that Kedetri says stay etzboids. So mainly it's a relatively smaller shiur. So mainly it applies not only to Shira Godel, but to every Behemot Chayim. Every Behemot Chayim. This is what the Bes Yosef says. Loch in Tavu Bes Yosef Ator, Shikot Zav, Achashu Shlo Ramishu Bishir Godel, Ushofim Bachayim Bifkot Bichat Meh, Vindvorim Yichobonim, Shatiz Bekosh Mekosu Kein Lach Hashiur Yishav Rashi, Shudal Edet Boiz, Ad Kam Lashayli. So mainly the Bes Yosef goes Lishitose. So he passes like the Rambam. So he says, Bibehimot Bechayim, Kishitiyach, Chiyachayis b'shteyes b'eiso. So because not like the two. The two mentions Teisves shite in connection with the Bahar. Teisves, you see, Teisves says that the shiur of Tvisas Yad is only applies to Shirakot. Teisves says that. But Teisves says that because Teisves holds like Rashi. That Tvisas Yad is Dalet Etzboiz. So Mele, such a Shia Godel can only apply to Shia Godel, not to every Beim Chayim. Masha'in Kei, the two, when he discusses the Shita of the Bahag, and the Bahag Shia is a relatively small Shia, Kishayach has B'shtei Etzbeiso, V'hayne Reicha V'etzba. So Mele, that small Shia, so should apply to every Beim Chayim, not only to Shia Godel. So how is it that the two mentions Shiur Zeh Dafke B'Shira Godel? Teisves is not difficult because Teisves mentions at Ligabe a relatively large Shiur, but the two mentions it in connection with Shita's Bahar, in connection with a relatively big Shiur, in a relatively small Shiur. So that should apply not only to Shira Godel, but to every Behemot Chayim. וגם הרעש בקוסה, בטרס הבאיס, אחר שיעור של הרמב"ם, וזו בבין ובחיו עמודי, והבח הביא. So in other words, the Shach agrees with the Asogi of the Bes Yosef on the Torah. In other words, the Bes Yosef shita is that when can we say that the Shiur applies only to Shiur Godel if it's a relatively large Shiur? Let's say if it's Dalet Etzboiz. But if it's two Etzboiz, so then it applies to every Chayim. תן וחי ומבין. והרבה חייבים שתבולס אבס יוסף מה שכוס ועטור ובאיף ובקוד ולקטרי. לא חיתם הרוב שעבדו הרמב"ם ראש ומבואים כמו שכוס ועטור. שהמיד החכים קוסר בסיוסק ברמבה, ברמבה קוסר כפיוש בהד, מקוסר שזה עשיר בבין חלק, הרבה כך כל כל מיני. So in other words, so the Bach misunderstood the Bess Yosef's Asogi on the tour. The Bach thought that the Bess Yosef is Masik on the tour. That's why the tour says the Beit Lefikot Lefikot Nei. So the Bach says, what does he want from the tour? The Rambam also says the same thing. No, but the Bess Yosef wasn't Masik on that. The Bess Yosef was Masik on the other point in the tour. That the tour says that the Shiur of Bezet's voice, according to the Bahag, is only limited to a share bottle. So it's to a share bottle. So that's the Asoka Bess Yosef. No, the sheer cotton of Bezet's voice should apply to every payment chai. I very come not much cut. I came also with Risha, she could let me as Bess Yosef. Who matter as effect, Pirush of Risha, a bar that Kavish was effect, who we got it now. We sure have another. Zell is sure of Bess Yosef. We need a bit of rat is this. She will have the rasa money. שאם להר זה הסימון עם צור, שכך קוצר, השיחד מהצדורי. מוצאים לו מימא דף כדי אבן, אבל תתחילה, אפילו להר זה הסימון. זה לא אותו להר זה. סופטי שזה חלק על רשי, בקוצר רשי שיטי יש, לתאים לך תחילה היא כן שייך מן הצדורי. אין דיב מודעו תחזור את הסימון. סופטי שיטי יש, לתאים לך תחילה, ינת הלאו תשייך מן הצדורי, פיריין. איבן מודע זו את הסימון. בירוש כוסר. ועד שהיא תשכות הסימונים, כן שכות מהפרקס, כי הסימונים הם רעקים ומתחנסקים ונראה מדברות דאפילו להרזיר צורך שידע ואפילו לא להרזיר כל שיודע is kosher. So in other words, even לא להרזיר, if he knows, so it's kosher. עד כמה שם. הוא מביא בדק למש, ומה שכוסף, שנראה מדברת היסס, שאם לא להרזיר לפסולו, נראה לפי מזדייטיקה. In other words, he agrees with the Bess Yosef on that point, that according to the היסס, so אם לא להרזיר, so it's psulo the event. Because the Mashos of Shite means that the Eved is Ksheiro even loyal. Near of Itaidike, the loyal is Ksheiro, the Shaykh of Mitzah, or the loyal is Kim Daf loyal is a good because of the Eved. We lost the column is it, we must assume Mishu Mokim Zira Kaha, we can't miss Kim Zira Tira Schai, we can't miss Kim Zira Tira Tzedek, 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 so the Eved is Ksheiro, שיחד נזוד עם מודעות חזור הססימון. והבח שהשיג על הבס יוסף. The Bach agrees with the Mashov. That the Eved is kosher עם מודעות חזור הססימון. וזה, ומה שהקשו, but they have mentioned good right. I mean, the Mashov and the Bach mentioned good right. ומה שהקשו, הוקטונה סייפה, בסייפה, השיחד נעירה שחתו סייפסו לו, ואית מבישס ולא יעזר. Because if he's here, so even in a year of Shlossik Shiro, Vim ke ma'ik ke b'reisha l'seif. But the reisha says, Hashikh n'azdolim Shiro, Hashikh n'ayirev Shlossik Shiro. And the Mid Mora says, Hashikh n'ayirev Shlossik Shiro, b'lo y'arzir. So that means, Shashikh n'ayirev, even b'lo y'arzir. So do me the case of Shikh n'ayirev. Vim ke ma'ik ke b'reisha l'seif. Imi kushi, Vim seif, Shchito seif ayim ha'bzu. Kibu di sheikhei, ולהעיר מה שהיא כן וראי שדמיירה ביוד הדרק. So in other words, so the ראי of the משור is seemingly a very good ראי, but he gives it that, but it's, but there is still a slight dayhak in that terret. So he says, true, the Mishnah makes a contrast between Shechet Nehira and Shechet and Shechet Minha and Shechet Minazdod. So in the same tzio, that Meirev is Psulo, so Nazdolim is Kshiro. But if it is, so when the Mishnah says, Sheikhet Meirev Shchitos in Psulo, so it is reference to the case where it's Loi Herzer Hasimoni. Because if Herzer Hasimoni, then the Gemara says, even Meirev Shchitos in Kshiro. So the safe of the Mishnah, of Sheikhet Meirev Shchitos in Psulo, has reference to the case of Loi Herzer Hasimoni. But Yoda, now what he says, I know I felt that I caught the simonim before I caught the mafrekes, the megdal. But there was no chazor simonim. There was no chazor. So in other words, both the reish and the seife have reference to the case where there was no chazor simonim, where he didn't get a hold of the simonim. He didn't get a hold of the simonim. So the reish and the seife. So the seife says, but So Sheikh had not got in, and he didn't get a hold of the simonim. But he says, Yodei ani, shechotachti asimonim, kidim shechotachti asimafrekes. He's kshayot. Sheikh had not afrekes from the bag, and he says, and he didn't get a hold of the simonim, but he says, Yodei ani, that the shechotachti asimonim, kidim shechotachti asimafrekes. So there is Zohar. Why? Because when you approach it from the mafrekes, so then it's very, very difficult to cut the simoni before you cut the mafrekes. It's possible, but it's highly unlikely. So in Mele, we don't rely on his impression. He says, I felt. Because since it's unusual to cut the simoni before you cut the mafrekes, if you approach the behime from the back, so in Mele, we don't rely on his idea, on his subjective idea. And his subjectivity. Masha'im came, Sheikh Ignaz Dodin, we do rely on his subjectivity. So that's the difference. We believe Bisham Ran Dafke, Vinke my regulation safe, Eli Kuchio, the same she was a little sooner, giving him the ear, Masha'im Kiberation, my own Yoda Daft. Uchmish Kosova was with two, Ram Yuchen. Kosher after lawyers, Rasha Tesis Kamre, Dafu Herzl, Hatrilo, Loy Otto Loy Herzl Nastam, the Os Post. In other words, so what Teisa says that Herzi, even Herzi lechatchila, it's also mishchim nazodim because of Xere, otuloy herzir. So what does it mean? Not Xere, otuloy herzir. Otuloy herzir stuff, not otuloy herzir and there is idea. Then we don't have to be here. So then it's all right. Kulot v'rosh v'ziyah yitrin kuzma agude, v'hede, asher nazon shlo sekshiro, tafke v'hebet, v'shiyah z'asimonim, hakar v'sheni, harei, v'psholoy herzir, av'hebet posol. Weil in der Standard, Liyu, Maschi Kosov, Abis Yosef, die Maschi Kosov, die Rosh, der Akhil Herzir, Zorg Sheida. So in other words, the other point. So again, he agrees with the Taz. Der Akhil Herzir, Zorg Sheida, in dem Dirin, auf die Seite Klau, und im Istabler Klau, Liyu say, Kip Sheherzir Asimonim, is Vada Echot Chom Keima Mafrekes. So why should it be required that both things, in other words, it should be Herzir and Yod. Vare Rashi Varan Perikam Lechu Machshir Nabu Lo Yerzir Afilu Lo Yoda Mishu Bivad Nastam Shochot Lekin Mafrekes Vechin Nira Nasa Rajbo Vim Ken Amayin Nim Lepol Kali Arosh Plup Terechin Ki Kahai Ele Nifet Vohok Pirish Arosh Ulevad Mishu Yeda Mishu Dei Ki Ashas Mas Nisim Vilo Yatrei Vot Ashik Et Neiret Shchito Sipsulo Avu Meide Di Beherzir Avu Meide Di Beherzir Kosher Vistam וכי נסביר עליהם, לאגודה, וכי משמע בדיוק מהטור רבי ירוחם שקוסו, ואם הרזה הסימון מאחר הערב כשירם, ולא היסנו שידע, כמו שהיסנו בראש, אלא ודאי כמו שחסק. So in other words, so the shita of the taz of the shach is, that if there is arzore, simon in then it can be presumed, that can be taken for granted, that the chtir has a took place before not only in connection with Sheikh Ibn Azdodi, but even in connection with Sheikh Ibn Eire. If there is a Zore, so then the Chtich HaSasimoni, Kedem HaMafrekes, is special. They hate it, because then he was like, Bo, the Hashka HaFizim Rosh Tiyayit Vagudim Chot Ishtosi Kaim, El Shekosha Al-Mchaba, Amash Shemash Al-Khir Midvoro, Di Yoda, Lechud Loi Mahari, יזהו נגד השעס, דהי כמסליסים בלוי הדר, ועל כל פוני יזהו למהנתי. So it's a קשה again, זה מחבא. It's a very strong קשה again, זה מחבא. Now, מחבא שתהי, זה מחבא mentions here, והוא שהר זה רסימונים בידי השחות. So that to prerequisites. So that means, when is it כשירו, if both prerequisites are present. Number one, הר זה רסימונים, and number two, Yideya Shechotchom. Yideya Shechotchom. So that means, according to Machaba, suppose it's Yideya Shechotchom, he has the subjective impression, the subjective knowledge, that he was chiter the simonim before he was chiter the mafrekes, but he didn't get a hold of the simonim. So then it's possible. Then it's possible. Then the shchiter is possible. So mimele, so that's contrary to the Gemara, because the Mishneh mentions the Reishe Ashech Natzdodim, so it's Kshem. Hashechet b'nei erev psu. So there is a contrast between Erev, Sheikhet Ne'erev, and Sheikhet Nazorim. And the Gemara points out that Sheikhet Ne'erev is Psulo, has referenced the case of Loi Herzer HaSimoni. Because if Herzer HaSimoni, then it's Ksheiro. So Bishleime, if we say like the Shach, that where it's Herzer HaSimoni, So then it's even without idea. So you understand? So the difference between Sheikhet Meirev and Sheikhet Minazdodim is in connection with idea without Hazor. But if there is Hazore without idea, then it's certainly all right. But according to Bess Yosef, and he says that Hazore itself is not enough. So there must be idea. So the question is, if there is idea, so then without chazore, so it's all right. Because that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Hasheichet min hazdodim, shedosek sheiro. Hasheichet min ha'irev, shedosek psulo. What does it mean? Hasheichet min ha'irev, shedosek psulo. Without chazore. Even though there is idea. But hasheichet min hazdodim, so if there is idea, without chazore, so it's all right. But mechava pasmins, that even Sheikhet Nazdodim, and there is Yidiyah, but without Achzore, combined with Yidiyah, so it's Psulo, so it's contrary to the Gemara. V'tzorich leimah, v'imashi kosar, ha-mechava v'yoda, u'tov mechalekis. Ki leimah, v'yuhushe, ha-rezir, o yoda. Not that v'yuhushe, herzir, ha-simoni, v'yoda, both together, but v'yuhushe, herzir, ha-simoni, o'yishi yoda. U'mashi kosar v'chakach, ויועדים לשיחת נעירב, כוי ההרזר לחוד. ידים ואתר זו, ואי אפשר יעשו כי... סניקן במשהו, זה לא כאלה כאלה. Even if it's סניקן במשהו, so the הלוכי is that it's אסור. Not רובי. Because Shmuel said that it's אסור ברובי אומר. But we pass from like that, that even במשהו it's אסור. Now, so the case of Mishnah says, in discussing the Shinas Rambam, the Mishnah says that if, let's say, he was magerim in the Torah salvation, so then it's treife, it's not the male. It's treife, not the male. And so he says, So he says, so the Shach has the kashe, now that's not the kashe. Because in view of the Sifri that I mentioned, I mean, Roseichu kol nivelo, only el nivelo, treifem minayim, talduim akol, so that means that insofar as the Yisar Achim of nivelo is concerned, so even by treife, he's even a lot of nivelo. But he's not chayav to Malkias. So mimele, you can say, leikim shemeichon nivelo, because nevri treife, so he's even a lot of nivelo. Now, the Shach is chelik on the case of Mishnah. And the Shach says that if he was magrim the Torah Zaveshet, so then it's nevela mamish. It's nevela mamish. Now, and he says, and it's mitame tumas nevela everything. So he says, even though nikubas atarbet, atorbet Zaveshet, is only treife, that's only if there was b'chayim in nikubas atorbet Zaveshet. If let's say the parents was nika b'chaya abeimo, and then he realized the real shchito in the behemo, so then it's mitayim the tumas nevela. Mashe'inke, if in the course of the shchite, so he was cutting in the veishet, and then he deflected from the veishet higher up into the pharynx. Of the Torah Zaveshet. So then, it's certainly an availeth. So he says, Elevadai avogam kibes ha-turbes v'keres v'havel et-reite v'komokim kibben sh'niskalkel v'nikam v'shchite havel v'shchite gerem u'lipsu v'havel nevelet muro k'itnam v'hedi v'rk ha-sheichai kol sh'shchite gerem u'lipsay u'nevelet. Deo, Elevadai kol treifo im lo'im ishchita u'meiso kach nevelet v'hilkach gib mich schon habe dort sagen ich die KS nicht vor wenn ich da warte raus diese laden mit dem schritter wenn ich will dir mir so so of course everybody will agree I mean because Michel also agreed that if he treffe was not nicht getroffen and he died because of the tarvis let's say it had a perforated lung and then he didn't check that and then he died because of the perforation in the lung so naturally it's ilochon velo dilo mizu ilochon velo dilo mizu so how what so he says now if he started to cut in the vein and then he deflected with the sacking and he went up to the tobus avation and he cut there so he was gaining in the tobus avation so that means that the chiyus of the behemoth was poka as a result of a cut that was made in the Tobes Aveshet, which cut does not have a Chalishem Shchite, because Tobes Aveshet is not became Shchite. So that means it's Meiso, not Machma Shchite. So Ein Lachon Evelo Gil Mizu. I mean, that seems to be a very strong Kashe against the Kesef Mishne. But we have to say that the Kesef Mishne now would not apply his Aloche, that where there is a hagrome in the Turbetz Aveshe, so it's only treife, but it's not mitame to misnevele, to a case where, let's say, he was sheicheid, let's say, one third he was sheicheid in the Veshet, and then he deflected with the sakin higher up, and the less tushlishi he was sheicheid in the Turbetz Aveshe. In such a case, so of course the Kesef Mishne also agree. So that means that the behemoth died as a result of the cut that was made in the Tobes Aveshet, which cut does not have a Chalishem Shchite. So that means that the behemoth died as a result of a Nekev that took place in the Tobes Aveshet. Then it's Ein Lachon Velo Gelo Mizu. But we have in the Gemara Daf Yetes, we have a Machlekes between Rav Yude and Rav Huna. Rav Yude Amarav, Rav Huna Amarav. So machlekes hikrim shlish. So in the case of hikrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'hikrim shlish, and in the case of shochat shlish v'hikrim shlish v'shochat shlish. So Rav Yude, according to Rav Yude, so in the case of hikrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'hikrim shlish, so then it's asur, the shchita is asur. But in the case of shochat shlish v'hikrim shlish v'shochat shlish, since we have two shlishim of the cut was in the became Ashrite, so then it's all right. Even though the middle third was derech hakom, it doesn't matter, but there was a rom. Rav Huna says just the reverse. Now, most Meshenim Paskin like Rav Huna. There are some Meshenim Paskin. When I learned the Gemara, I mentioned the various psukim of Meshenim. So we'll soon reach it, I mean, the Simen. But most Meshenim Paskin like Rav Huna, that if it is Higrim Shlish V'Shochat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish, so then it's true. If it is Shochat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish V'Shochat Shlish, so then it's Kshero. Why is it Kshero? But one third was done Shaloi B'Kim HaShchite, was done V'Shipo Keiva Ulen Ailo. And furthermore, it's not just one third. If it had been one third, the Basre, I mean, the mute Basre, all right, so then only according to Rashi. But here it's the middle third. So that means when the Rei Vakone was Nigma Bishchite, so that was Be'agrome. But the reason is why Rav Yudah says that Shochat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish V'Shochat Shlish, so Yikshero, because we have Rov Simen B'Mkim Shlish. So that means, in other words, Rov Simen is sufficient to take to be mafkia the chiyus of the vein. So that means even without that third, shaloi b'mkim shchite, so the chiyus of the behemoth would be poka. So that means that the chiyus of the behemoth was poka as a result of a cut that has a chalishem shchite. So as long as the chiyus of the behemoth was ultimately poka as a result of the cut that has the chalishem shchite, so it's all right. Now, Rav Huna is chelik. Most Rishonim pass like Rav Huna. Rav Huna is chelik. So Rav Huna is chelik So Ravune is Chilik. Why? Because there is a Psua Bagrome. So the Psua Bagrome is Alocha Lemishim Sinai. So the Psua Bagrome applies even to such a case. To a case where the Rov, is constituted at the moment when the Rov of the semen is constituted, the Shchite of the Rov HaSimen is constituted in the middle, you know. That is just in the middle of the, in the middle third. So then the Rov of the semen is constituted. So at that time, it's only B'mokim Shchite. So the Mele, the Psul of Hagrome passes. Masha'in came, so the Mele, we have to say, that when does the case of Mishnah say that according to the Rambam, if he was sheichet, if he caught the veshet, and then he deflected higher up in the into the Torah veshet, or if he deflected lower down into the keres, so then it's not mitay, it's not coming to misnevele, it only has an iser of treife, So when is that? That is only if the Hagrome consisted in that kind of way, that kind of form. If he cut one third in the vision, and then he deflected higher up, and he cut one third in the Torah vision, or lower down, beyond the point where it has villain, the hearing like substances, to the keres. So and then the last third, he again cut in the Meishet. It's like Shochat Shlish, V'Yidrim Shlish, V'Shochat Shlish. But that Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav has reference to Hagrom in the Konen. Here it's the Meishet. So in other words, so it is Shochat Shlish in the Meishet. Then Yidrim Shlish in the Tovetz HaMeishet. Then Shochat Shlish in the Meishet again. So the robe of the Meishet was cut. The rov of the semen was caught in the veshet itself, not in the Torah veshet. So that means that the chiyas of the behemoth could be poka through a cut that has a chalishim shchite. So the mele, it's unlike a behemoth treif or a behemoth that had an nikuvas Torah veshet and then he died a natural death as a result of the nikuvas Torah veshet. Because they are, so the misa did not occur. The hafkoes chiyus habehemo did not occur as a result of a cut that has a chalishim shchite. But here, if it's shochat shlish beveshet, vihigrim shlish betorbetz aveshet, vishochat shlish beveshet again. So the hafkoes achiyus took place as a result of a cut that has a chalishim shchite. So bimele. So Mimele, there is a Shrite realized. So it's not Mitame to Mesnevele. But since the Shlish cut that was made in the Torah Zavation does not have a Chaleshev Shrite, so Mimele, it's like a Nekev. So it's like Nikubes Torah Zavation. So it's Treife. And Leike, because insofar as the Yisrael Achila Mimele, so even when it's Treife, so there is an Yisrael Achila Mimele. And the Shach. So we have to say that the case of Mishnah is reference to such a case. And the Shach is Chilik. Now, so of course it is obvious that the Shach did not for a moment assume that the case of Mishnah would apply his aloche, that it's only treife, not nivele, to a case where, let's say he caught one third in the veshet, and two thirds he caught in the Torah Zaveshet. So of course, even the case of Mishnah would agree that then it's like meso as a result of an ikubas Torah Zaveshet. So it's obvious. I mean that the Shach understood that the case of Mishnah does not have reference to a case where the chiyas of the behemoth. So even in such a case, the case of Mishnah says, that it is treifa. And because Mishnah says treifa and not nevela. And the Shach says that even in such a case, it is nevela. Why? So apparently, the case of Mishnah holds, the Shach holds, that even Tobit Zaveshet. Now we see one Adoma Rav held. Rav held that the Tobit Zaveshet is a Mekimshik. You can share the Chathil in the Tobit Zaveshet. So currently the Tobit Zaveshet, that's the parents, is structurally, I mean, it's very much like the Kone itself, the windpipe itself. So because of that, so Rav holds that it's became Shrit. So we don't pass like Rav like that. We don't pass like Rav like that. So that means, so it doesn't mean that it's not, it doesn't have a Shem in Din of Kone altogether. If it didn't have a Din of Kone altogether, so if it had been a separate organ, if the Tobit Zaveshet, it's called Tobit Zaveshet. Why is it called Tobit Zaveshet? So it's, in other words, it's a Hemshech of the Veshet. It's a Hemshech of the Veshet. And insofar as Limatole and Keres is concerned, so it's also, it's a Hemshech of the Veshet. Because we have to resort to certain simonim. In other words, if you see the Vilai on it, so then it's not Mikim Shrite. If it had been, if it had no Shaiches with the Veshet, so Mimele, why do we have to resort to the simonim? It's not the Veshet. The answer is, structurally, it's like a Hemshech of the Veshet. But it has certain characteristics that the Veshet does not have. I mean, the Veshet does not have the Vilai on it. And then lower, at that point, so it already has the Vilai. So Mimele, it's not a Mikim Shrite. It's not a Mikim Shrite. But it doesn't mean that it's like a different organ altogether. It's not a different organ. So it is, to a certain extent, it is still part and parcel of the Veshet. Even the Tobit Zaveshet is part and parcel to a certain extent of the Veshet. But it's not the Mikim Ashrite. It's not the Mikim Ashrite. So Mimele, since it's not the Mikim Ashrite, so it involves the psul of Agrome, and Mimele, because it involves the psul of Agrome, so Mimele it's Neve. So Mimele it's Neve. All right, now, the next thing. Shira Ashrite Bikamuz. Simcha Paul. Kamo hu shir ashrite shel hakone vaveshet. Hashrite ameu lo sheyachtichu shneyem bein bibeim o bein bibeim. Vilo ze yischa ben ashechet. So in other words, even be off, so v'chatchile, so there is a mitzvah to cut both simonim. To cut both simonim. In other words, so the shenim say that. But from all the shenim, it's mashma, it's only the rabbonah. It's not in the rice. But in explaining the Chiddush HaRambam, when he learned the beginning of the second Perek in Chumash, so it was mentioned that from the Rambam it's mashma that mid rice lechatchila you have to shech both simon. The whole simon. Both simon. Not just all, and both simon, even the name. So how could it be mid rice? So the answer is, because the Chiddush HaRambam means that mizobachto is a mitzvah saseh, kishir tzelecheil, so is bechuyev tzveyach. And if someone eats without shechting, so then besides this, and the mele and all the other isurim, and the isaresse of the mitzvucho, so is mivatel and es, and when one does shech, in order to qualify it l'achile, so is mikayim a mitzvah, and the broche is a birkas a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah saseh. So in so far as the mitzvah saseh of the vachto is concerned, so the Shittes HaRambam means there is no difference between behim or not. So the reise is mechuyev to shech both simon, but the hechsha achile al nishkete, that's another aloche. So there we have aloche that if only one simen is necessary, and the behemoth two simonim, and we have a din of rov simen, whether it's based upon rubik kula, and the basic requirement even hechsha achile is kula, but when rov is cut, so then it's considered al din as if the whole simen was cut, or the basic requirement is just that rov should be cut. So on that, so we saw that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Eishel. I mean, according to Rashi, so the basic requirement, even the Hechsha Shchite, is that the whole simen should be cut. I mean, but we applied Aloha of Kuvei Kuvei, according to Rabbi Eishel. So the basic requirement is that only Rav simen, that's in regard to the Hechsha Achile, around the Shchite. But insofar as the mitzvah of the Vachti is concerned, so even by off, so he's nechuyev mid raise to cut both simon. So that's why. But according to the other Rishayim, it's only the rabbon. According to Rashi and Chum, it's only the rabbon that he has to cut both simon by offer. But according to the Rambam, it's the raise. So kamu shir hashchite. Hashchite ha mulo sheyachtechu shneyem
בין לי בין מו בין לי, ומוזל נסחם עם השיח, ועם שוחד, ועם אחד מהם בין, ועם שניים בין מו וחיו, שחיתו זה שם. ובלבד, כשימדידו איזה, ימצו שהמשחת הוא רוב, וכן שימצו שהמשחת יסר מחוצי, אבל תחות השר, די. So we have to have to share both simonim completely. And even my own both simonim completely. But the evidence is good, it's good about Achille, with one simon in Ov, and two of the Ov simonim, in the Ov of each simon of the two, bivei. But it has to be Ov. Now there is a shakel Italian Gemara, whether Mechza or Mechza is Kirov or not, but we pass that Mechza or Mechza is Eino Kirov. Mechza or Mechza is Eino Kirov. So then he passes that even if the Rov is not visible to the eye, but it only can be determined by actual measuring, so it's still all right. However, there are a few Rishayim. I mean, this is the Shita Ashbod, Ram, Bav, it's not necessary that it should be Rov nearly Naim, Anikali Naim. But the Mordechai mentions the Shita, and from Rashi's Roshin, it's Mashma, that it has to be Rov Anikali Naim. In other words, if when you look at it, you cannot see it's wrong, it looks like mechzo mechzo, but when you take an accurate instrument, so then you notice that there is a rov by Yehuda Saire, so it's not good. But the Mechava doesn't pass like that. However, there are a few Rishayim. It seems that Rashi Shita is like that, and the Mordechai mentions that Shita, that it has to be a rov anikel anayim. So some of the Nesikeilim are machmir that it should be a rov anikel anayim. But the Mechaba passes that it does not have to be a rov anikel anayim. If it's determined, how they did it, so it's all right. Im shochad ve'im o echot kule, v'chotzi ha'shem, uve'if shnei chzoi simonim psua. In other words, it has to be a rov of each. But if it is, let's say, the whole of one simon, the whole kone was coming, and just half of the ve'ishet, so it's not. And even be off, where rov of one is enough, so only rov of one is enough, but half of each one, both, so is not. So in other words, they can't be the nation. Loyally boy, im shneach achtochen, shovim behekev, echot, ela filo echot sadagi yashim sara maato, kosher. So in other words, so even if it's not in Maki Mechot, now the Kone is wrong. So let's say, so in order that the Shechita should be good, it's not necessary that it should be a continuous cut in the whole circumference. But suppose he cuts here, and then he takes out the sakin, he pulls out the sakin, and he cuts here. Lower, or he cuts higher up. So it's still all right. But medvar namurim, if not in the same spot, in the same mokim, let's say, he cut here, and then he went down and cut over there. But suppose he cut here, and then he went down, and over just beneath that, so that's not good. So that's what he says. El afilu, lo yiboyim shnei hatochim shovim back, echot. Let's say, loy mi boye that he cut here, and then he took out the sakin and he cut here. So you can form one ring, one circular ring. So, but even if he cut here, and then he cut here, so it's also right. El afilo echo shalagei yashinu salamat kosh. Bein imodom echo shochat kar bishnayim gim kemes, bein shochat shnayim shen sakinim. Abo im hakeo bitzadechot, kiyo shalacha shiyisra lishchit maat, אם יהיה זה עמוקי, משוחת למטו או למיילו, so then it's not good. כשאתה למטו או למיילו, איזה צעצור שיעריב עם מוקי מחד. So then the chies could be poker. Otherwise, if it is not, if it is different mechanics, but you see the same position, both למיילו, one beneath the other, so then it's not good. וכשיש רוב, אפילו עם מוקי מחד, קושר, ואף על פי שהנה שחיתו מפורס, פירש גלויו וניקרס. שחיתו עשויו כקולמס, או כשיני המסרי כסקושר. What does it mean? שחיתו עשויו כקולמס, so the Ksiosef explains it, that it means that if he, if one end of the sakin is at one point, he puts, let's say, one end of the sakin here and the other end of the sakin over here, and it's in his slant, he cuts it. Not like this, but like this. So that's kimasri. And then, even kishine hamasri, that's kikulmes, I mean, that's kikulmes. Or even kishine hamasri. In other words, kishine hamasri would mean he would put, let's say, the sakin in the form of his land here at this point, and then he would take it out and he would put it in the form of his land here, in this place. So that's kimasrik. The Pesach Yosef explained it that way. So it's also kosher. It's kosher because chotzi kone pogo is not reife. So mele, when you're mashli, the chotzi kone that was nikuro, that was pogo, it was chotzi kone pogo, and then you're mashli metarov, so it's kosher. Vichei, and in other words, so, and but he has to know that the veshet was not nika. Kosher, vichei mi yisrael ishchei yimot mashorim. Upoga, bichtach, veachitoch mashlim ilerog, so it's kosher.
Base.
not only that was a mahal. So ich sage, gab kein Kinege da Kulike, schenes o tchila bimlich. So the Bach says, to the Mechaber is all right. Because the Mechaber passed his Rabbi Nafrani, the Tchlicha Nasa Nebele, why is only because of the Chol? He doesn't apply to other issue. So that's why he says that if he could, if he void the day in which the daughter of Eitz will not come, so then it is only Mutea. If there is Shishi, neged all the dam that has the job of Eitz, so it only requires Shishi, neged the dam, the job of Eitz. Since we don't know, I mean, how much dam was contained in the jugular vein, so we require shishi negade, the whole volume of the jugular vein. But the important thing is there should be shishi negate the dam in the jugular vein. Now, since he boiled it, so he must have salted it first. He not allowed to boil it without salt. Now, the licha is mavriak in the clip. So before he put them in the pot, before he put the eif into the pot, so the clipe, the whole periphery of the jugular veins became lesser, because for the meliche it was nivra to the extent of it leaping. So the mele, when if after he had salted the vein, so with the dam from the jugular veins becoming absorbed by the periphery in the clipe, so the mele. So then he boils them, so he should require shishim not only negate the jugular veins themselves, but shishim negate the klipa too. Negate the klipa too. But the mechaber is all right, because the mechaber doesn't pass me. That we, the halacha of tichnas nevele applies to shalom so. Masha'in kine kol yoter amok, the tichnas nevele applies to shalom so. So the Bach says, so shishim negate the dam in the jugular veins is not enough. We have to have shishim negate the klipa. Is that it? So I sang a gamki in the Takli, Shemes for Trilla with Lich, the Hikos of Homer, Shema Vil, the Visa Kilish, Vaily Rekin Nasara, with Tiras Hadish, Umimashesosan, Sosan Khan, Katu and Hab, the Hindir Dasa Terezo, Usha. So there are more here, apparently, agrees with the Psak of the Khab. Even though he passed in some ways and in the war, that Tichanas is in Bele applies to all the Suri. So, but it still agrees that Ligabi the Vridi, if he didn't cut the Vridi, and then he boiled them, so even though before the boiling of the oak, so it already became less like a Klipe, so we don't require Shishi Negin the Klipe, only Shishi Negin the Dam in the Jogel of Eitz. Why? Binira is clearly, Rabino Tichan Asik in Bele, El Bimokim Shaktiha Atzvo de Ast Nes Robin Isinta. Avoid the clip. When we learned Vilchestahube, so then I mentioned the Chach, because the Chach is a very basic Chach in Vilchestahube. It happens to be in Vilcheshchit. So he says that we don't say Tichan Asik in Bele only when the Chicha is Nes Robin Isinta. Avoid the clip. Even though, to the extent of the klipe, that it is osea, so it's also because, to the extent, let's say, meliche, meliach, you can say, it's mavliach in the klipe. So what does it mean, it's mavliach in the klipe? It doesn't mean it's mavliach in the klipe, in mashu doesn't tasa. It means that to the extent of the klipe, so it's nisita. But, so the shachshiti is, avoin the klipe, shosu hachomim, shehu chumre. So in other words, why should it be a chumre? It should be also in the reise. It should be also in the reise. If it gives a time. But apparently the Shach holds that so true, Kedei Klipe gives a time, but it doesn't give, even in to the extent of Kedei Klipe, it doesn't give a time no more. It gives a very faint time, a time coach. So Mele, so even to the extent of Kedei Klipe, it wouldn't be awesome the Raise. It would only be awesome the Avonim. So Mele, we don't apply the Aloche of Tichan Asmele. So he emphasizes you see, Teisves in Gidanoshe mentions Yeshivas HaRishonim that we don't see Tiranas as Nevele in respect to a part of the Chatich. We only see Tiranas as Nevele if it is coextensive, if the Tam is coextensive with the whole Chatich. But where the Tam is not coextensive with the whole Chatich, just with the portion of it, just let's say, Klippe, Tile, so then we don't see Tiranas as Nevele. So then it has nothing to do, so that portion today says has nothing to do with the Reise of Avraham. But the Shach here, then after that, soon the Shach will mention that Russian thesis. But right now the Shach does not base it upon that Russian thesis. He bases it upon another premise, because the Israeli Klippe is only a Chumer Rabbah. So in other words, even if we take it for granted, not like that Russian thesis did in Russia. And we say that Tichanasis Nevele applies even to a case where the Tam is not coextensive with all Chatiche. Mimele, let's say, where it gives a Tam, let's say, in part of Chatiche, but it's a Tam Domo, then we do say Tichanasis Ligabi that portion of the Chatiche. But Ligabi Miliche, so even to the extent of Klippe, it's only a Chumer Rabbah. It's not Miranse. That's why we don't say Tichanasis Nevele. So we need to see that the Tichanasis Nevele will come to Tichanasis Nevele. Aber wenn die Klippe schon sagt, komm, schiehe Chum, Ich kriege das Wissen weg. Wir schieben Rabbi Neta. Wir kriegen das Rabbi Neta. Wir schieben die Forschung. But then he says, und wir wie bis Yosef, du lehren wie noch dich erlass es in der Wehle. Er hat geschehen, wenn es mit der Arzt war, aber wo ich die Blicke. Now this she say is not because of Chumre. That's it loud. We only say dich erlass in der Wehle, so the Shach actually mentions different Rishposkin, but it's two different times. One sheet is a Rishenim is that we don't say dich erlass es in der Wehle. In a case where the Tam is not coextensive with the whole Chatiche. Even though in a portion of the Chatiche, it's with the Reis. So we still don't see the Reis. But then there is another. And some Poskim say that we don't see with Gabi Mitri Chalik Yaseach. The Reis Mele, because even to the extent of the Klippe, so Meliche is not Mavli Itam Gomo. Only Itam Gomo. Only Itam Gomo. So it's two separate things. Also du hast aber gekriegt, die Matisse dir da noch schön, wie schön ran, aber jung ist auch, wie auch rosch, schon ist kiris von der Suche. But that is not based upon the fact that it's a Chumnes Chachomi. No, but because it's not coextensive with the whole Chatif. That was not to me, it would be, let's say, now, the Shach says in the name of San Koski, that Klippe that is Oseh, al di Miliche, that's only Chumnes Chachomi. But Kedim Tile that is Oseh, al di Tzli, that's not Chumnes Chachomi. So according to Rabbi Yom Yisrochi, that there is such a Paul, that we don't say Yichtichanasis Nevele, Ligabi Mitzas Chatiche, only Ligabi Kola Chatiche, so it will apply to Tzli also. But according to those who say, that the business why the Miliche Harik Yaseach, we do not say Yichtichanasis Nevele, because it's a Chumnes Chachomim, so that's only the Gabi. Melilfe is only a Chumnes Chachomim. But Gabi Tzli, that Asas Tzli with Tile, so there it's not. There it's not a Chumnes Chachomim. Und ich schlema, we am Himmel schen Asas Tzli with Melilfe, kme shekosa biter as Chatos. Ve ava gab dem Ashma Shem, ve mati ralo dem okim hefzik mevo te dachte. Mikom okim now. So now he says, isn't that the same thing? He says, Oy di shleima. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. What was he been saying until now? So apparently there is a difference. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. The Amudim shnas nevel lichen. Mosh kosa b'tiras chatos. So there it is not also that the sheet of Teitzvets in Chum, in other words, that Rabbi Yehuda requires that we have to cut the blini in the chocolate veins, it's only l'chatchile. But there it not. Now we don't pass like Teitzvets, but there is a sheet of Rishayim that the Lui Shochat Zavrinim doesn't pass all together. Because we have to pass the Shochat Zavrinim, after it's a little Shochat Zavrinim, after it's a little Shochat Zavrinim, after it's a little אַחרי שוין מאכסט דאָ גייט צו מאַגן און מיט ביבס יוסף די האָט מיר קומען זול מיך דיך נאַסן דיי מיין היימ מיש שיגוז וואָט צו באַסע קאָלן ווען די גוז הו היער איז די גיסט פון דע און
In other words, so it seems that the Bishleimar is reiterating what he said before, no. But it's a separate thing. Actually, the Shah mentions three different reasons. First of all, there is the Shita of Rabbi Yom Mizrachi, so according to him, it's a cloud. That Chatecha Nasas Nevele applies only to a whole Chatecha, where the Tam is co-extended to a whole Chatecha, not where it extends over a portion of the Chatecha. That's one. Then there is another story, because Milicha is Mavliyakini Klippin, it gives it Tam, but it doesn't give it Tam Kom, it only gives it Tam Kosh, so it's only Chumad Rabbon, so the Melech, since it gives only Tam Kosh, not the Tam Kom, the Milicha, so the Melech, we don't see it in Asnere. And then he says something else. And that's because the Ram says, why we say, Chtichan Asnere Melech, and Rabbi Ephraim says, we don't apply the Aloha of Chtichan Asnere Melech to show us all together, only to us Bechol, but to show us all, we don't apply. Now, but the Ran Shite is that we do apply it. But the Ran Shite is that we do apply it, but not with the Raisa. In Bosom Cholov, so Chichanas Nevele is in the Raisa the Galah. Because Cholov is Eter, Bifne Atzmei, and Bosom is Eter. And the synthesis of the two constitutes the Heptorism. So with the Raisa is Osa. Mashiach is Mashiach, so with the Raisa it's not Osa. So if, let's say, a chtichas bosom of 10 gzeisi absorbed one kazayis of iser, so midraise only one kazayis is osa, not all the 11 gzeisi are osa. But the chachomim applied the din of tichanas nevele by shor isurim, gzeire or two bosom of chol. But if we will not apply chtichanas nevele to shor isurim, so people will not apply to bosom of chol of either. So as gzeire or two bosom of chol. So the Mele and the Svore, the Oidish, see the whole reason as to why Chetichanas is the Mele applies to Shom Yisur is because of Zeyra of the Bosa Becholov, and Bosa Becholov is the Rai Sosa only when it's a Bishol. But suppose it's not a Bishol, suppose it's Kobush, or the Bli of Bosa Becholov took effect through Miliche, then it will not be Osa with the Rai Sosa. So the Mele, but by Bosa Becholov, even though it's not Osa with the Rai Sosa, but if you are Meleach, Bosom together with cholov, let's say bosom together with cheese, your meleach. So then it would be osah. But mirabon, mashayiki by shor isurim, where even bishul, even where the tam came out of the bishul, so it's only osah mirabonon because of exeirim shemosah cholov. So by shor isurim, where the tam originated not from bishul but from meleach. So the Mele, it would be like Zeru Xere. So the Chachomim didn't even Azer. So that's a different reason. It's nothing to do with the first time, the Rishon. All right. By the next scene. Kol Tavach, Shei Nidea, Hilche Shrite, Osa Leachel Nishrit Ose, Veilehe, Shia Drosech Lode Akromim, Shia Keitzeh, שיהיה כן. הרי שהיא סביר לשחית והרביע יודש קדם שנגמרה שחיתה ושור בין בשדק בין במשק בין באינס בין ברוץ ובו הוא האחר וגובה השחיתה עם שור כדי שירביע בין וירביץ הלו ונשחית סודת שיהיה ושיהיה שיהיה בין ובין מדקו כדי שירביע בין מדקו וירביץ הלו ונשחית ויש חטרי מסימון, שהוא הכשע, שחית. So then שבוס יפסק. הוי סו בימותקו, שיהו שיהו סו, כדי שיאדביע בימותקו, ויהו בצלו ויש. וימו יוגסו, כדי שיאדביע, וימו גסו ויהו בצלו ויש. וביהי, כדי שיאדביע בימותקו ויהו בצלו ויש. That's the first question of Chaber, and that's in full conformity to Shittes Rav. That's the Shittes Rav. Then the next loshim is in line with Shitas Rashi, but it's not so clear. I mean, what the second loshim really says. But the first loshim is in line with Shitas Rashi. The second loshim is in line with Shitas Rashi. The Yishen, the Shiu Shias of the Shvitas with Sin Lechot Biyo, the Riyag Boyer Rabbis.
und für die Prayer ist die Säure, die sie ist, und mich schreibt, wie auch, wie Gott auch ja, hat sie dann jeden Zehnweg mir sein. Kine, mir hat Zavro schon nicht mehr erschickt, und für sie ist Rochu, sie muss auch hat Masch. Mir hat Welch, setzt sie Thomas Adesch, war viel Ruhe, wie er sagt, Kine, und hat ich Rochu, mit mir ist sie, also ich mehr das mehr, wie frisch ich, der Schritt, das gibt es in der Kote, und das ist mein. War viel Ruhe, aber das ist, das, that's the mocker, the main mocker, is a Thomas Adeshen, Sinu Kuf Pehe. But there is a change in the Rosh between the Thomas Adeshen and between Mechat. But we all are sheikh in Bohem, in Shomich Otach, in Kimahir, in Simchinom, Kim Shiyot Adam, Vim Bohem Shilach HaShem Pia Sakine, Kitzat Yase, Emre Lehi Shilish Chit Akon, and by Eim, Yim, Emre Lehi Shilish Chit Akon and Lebrake, Vim Mokim Achim, because by Eim, you only have to share one spirit. So we tell him, he should share the corner of the market. So the question is, he already started to cut. So now by corner, so hot the corner pogum, so he's all right, he's not right. By the chair, even if it's little marshal is also. Now, here, when he started to cut, so if we knew that the cut that was initiated in the corner and not in the bench wasn't touched, so then there's no problem. Because even if you would be shaved 10 hours, because until half of the kone is severed, so mele until rob of the kone is severed, so it's still muter. Even if it would be all the neck, all the kates, even if half of the kone would be severed, so it would still be muter. So she would pass, but he doesn't go. Maybe the original cut that was initiated in the ceremony took effect, not the kone, but in the vein shed. So that means that the shear started already. So there is a way of testing it. Let's say he made a cut, and then he took a pause for half an hour. So then he should make a cut in the kone higher up or lower down, and then aim at cutting just the kone higher up or lower down, and not the vein shed. Then after that, he'll take a look at the vein shed. And one simon is enough in enough. Is enough in enough. So Mele, then he'll take a look at the veshet. And if he sees, now the veshet has two membranes. The outside membrane that's red, and then the inside membrane. So the apnimi that's white. So Mele, so he'll take off the membrane, the outside membrane of the veshet, and he'll take a look to observe the inside membrane, and if he doesn't see any blood, so that means that no cut took place in the veshet. So where did the original cut take place? In the kone. In the kone, so until even hoti kone pogum is up. So that's the answer. Yesh lochem yeshir seif mez mad 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 yeshir seif mez mad. So we'll be able to observe the inside membrane, which is white, because if you just look at the outside membrane, you won't be able to see anything because it's red. So you can't be sure whether there was a drop of blood coming out or not. But can you have a patient in the case? Well, you might say you should have this water too. In other words, like Hatchila, so you should be thinking for the second version is based on Hashidah's Rashi. Elim kish as a track, we have said Merube, so as Yishu is perhaps well the Sheino, so we mock him have said Merube, and the Eved, we rely on the Sheikh of the other Sheino, not on Sheikh Sashi. Now, so this is a very complicated subject. I mean, I think I discussed it when we went over the Gemara. So that should be a very good review. Now, I might as well tell you right now, we need a lot of time, and you should start reviewing the Gemara and the Cheshvita right now, because I don't want there should be considerable time after we finish the Cheshvita and the Bchina, because we have to start preparing for the Bchinas. Alright, now, so the Gemara d'Afam Advanes, the Gemara d'Afam Advanes, on the Dalet, says, the Mishnah says, no for Sakim Yidviyon, no for Kirov Yidviyon, Nishnah Sakim Yoh, Ubo Chabir Mishachat, Im Shok and Ishchita Psov. So that's the shiur shiur, kiri shchita. But what does it mean, my kiri shchita? Omer Rav kiri shchita z'beim ha'cheres. Omer Rav kanu Rav Asir Rav. Ki de shchita z'beim ha'beim 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 din shaila it ma omar rav ki li shchit az beinu beinu beifrio so rav says that the shio shie so the shio shie varies from the beinu to a kaso to tako to oh in other words if one shech et beinu kaso now it takes a longer time to shech the beinu kaso than it takes to shech it let's say you learn the beinu tako and it takes a longer time to shech the learn and it takes to share after no. So according to Rav, the Shio Shio is determined, the Shio Shio is determined in the Behemo by the time that it takes to share the Behemo Kaso. Nitako, so it is determined by the time it takes to share a Behemo Tako, and by enough, by the time it takes to share after no. No. Ushmuel Omar after the Behemo. So in other words, Rav is a machmir, Shmuel is a maker here. According to Shmuel, so even if he shecht an off, and let's say, to shecht an off takes only, I don't know, 40 seconds to shecht an off. It takes 40 seconds. But to shecht, if he would tako, takes, let's say, I mean, that's Moshe, I'm not saying that these are the facts. It takes a minute and a half. And to shecht, if he would kaso, takes 2 minutes. So according to Rav, so the Shioshir, if he would kaso, is 2 minutes. The Shio, Shie, the Behemo Tako, is a minute and a half. And the Shio, Shie, the No, is 40 seconds. And so he's a Machle. Ushmuel Omar, the Behemo. In other words, even if he shecht an off, where the time that is required to shecht an off is only 40 seconds, but still, the Shio, Shie, is 2 minutes. The same Shio as the Behemo Tako. The Chim Kiosa Rovi, Omar Abyechane, after the Behemo. Rab Chanine, Omar, כדי שלא יודעים האחרס בישכה. יובי אפילו מהאומן, וסעדים אנחנו לשיעוי. In other words, Rab Chanine says that the Shio Shia includes the time that it takes to get the Behemo ready. Like get the Behemo ready, suppose you have to travel to the slaughterhouse, 2 hours, and get the Behemo. So I mean, will that also be included? So in other words, it will vary from case to case, or depending upon the distance of the Behemo from the Sheikhet. That's impossible. Omar Rav Poppe, Imeres Lahati Mikibinai. That's Rashi's Girsay. Imeres Lahati Mikibinai. So according to Rashi's Girsay, that Imeres Lahati Mikibinai, there is a machlekes between Rav Chanine and Shmuel. In other words, according to Shmuel, so Shia consists only the time that is involved in doing the actual act of Shchit, but not the time that is involved in preparing the behemoth for Shabbat. Now you see, I mean, that this practice of hoisting, you know, I mean, that this prevails, you know, in slaughterhouses in the United States did not prevail in the time of Chazal. I mean, there is no such requirement of hoisting. I mean, that was introduced by Swift Company. I mean, but years ago, it did not prevail. But what, there is a certain hachonet that is indispensable for the act of Shemitah. You can't take a Behemo Kaso and just shecht it like that. That's impossible. So in other words, you have to put it down. You have to put it down. So the Hachone is, in other words, he has to put it down and to get a hold of the neck of the Behemo. So according to Rav Chanine, the Shio, let's say, the act of Shemitah itself, in the Behemo Kaso, it takes 2 minutes. The Achmosh, I'm saying. But then, it takes 3 minutes to be mad with the Behemo. 3 minutes. So according to Rav Chanine, the Shio Shie would be 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Whereas according to Shmuel, so the Shio Shie consists only of the time that is involved in the actual Shchite, but not in the Hachot. The Habotze of the Behemo. In other words, you have to put it down, the Behemo. In order to make it possible to share, so that is not included in the Shio Shie. That's according to Rashi's verse. But the Rosh had another verse. The Rosh.
Agira, that's the Rosh is in paragraph, in second period, in paragraph test. So he says, Hilkach Nire, Kisvor Nigalse, Omar Rav Pope, Beimedes Lahat. Not Beimedes Lahat, but Beimedes Lahat. In other words, the Ikebinaye is taken out, according to the other spot. The Ikebinaye. So now there is a big enough community, according to Rashi's years. According to Rashi's years, the Beimedes Lahat, the Ikebinaye, so that means there is a machleket between Rav Chanine on one hand and Shmuel and Rav Yechen on the other. According to Rav Chanine, so the Shia includes not only the time that is required for the act of Shchit itself, but also the time that is required for the Achone of the Bein, for the Achone of the Shchit, for the Aula of the Shchit. But according to Shmuel and Rav Yechen, Shia consists only of the time that is required in the act of Shchit itself. Not Achon. So if the act of Shchit takes 2 minutes, and the Achone, the Arbotze of the Behemoth, so takes 3 minutes, so according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, the Shia or Shia is 2 minutes, and according to Rav Chanina, it's 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes. That's according to Rashi's verse. But according to Rosh Gilse, Imeris Lahatil, Imeris Lahatil, not Ikim Nai. So that means there is no machlekes. Everyone agrees that there are 2 elements in the Shia. One element is the time that is required for the act of Shrite, and the other element that is included in Shia is the time that is required for the Achone Nishri, for the Akwe Arbot, for the Arbot Sabei, for the Arbot Sabei. All right. For the Arbot Sabei. All right. Amre Marore, Mishmei Rabbi Yisrael Chalineh, כדי שיאבינו ויאבינו וישחי דקו לדקו וגסו לגסו. So then, so Amr Marov and Mishmei Rabbi Yisrael Chanineh ותשי או שי איס כדי שיאבינו ויאבינו. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanineh, so Sir agrees with Rabbi Chanineh. With Rabbi Chanineh, that in other words, that the Hachones for the Shchite is a necessary element in Shia. That's also included in the time of Shia. Dako li dako, gaso li gaso. So who is it that that seems to be like Rav? Shchitas behemo behemo behemfrei? Not like Shmuel Ramir. Now let's see what Rashi says. Ike. Binayi, mi Rav Chanina le Rav Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Mishaya Mishchita Lechude. Rabbi Chanina Boye HaTole Mishchit. So that way, so according to Rashi's Gilse, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Chanina and Amonen and Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan Nadahem. So that means, Rashi says, in effect, that Rabbi Yechanan